Welcome to the Mark Howard Broadcast on TalkZone.com. The Mark Howard Broadcast is a Christian-based, conservative-minded political talk show, one that hopes to bring people of all political ideologies together. It is the mission of this show to find unity in all voices, without doing so at the expense of the truth. This is the Mark Howard Broadcast on TalkZone.com.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. And welcome to another Mark Howard broadcast on the Talk Zone Radio Network. I am very, very excited once again to have the guest Tony Amires. As some of you might remember about two Wednesdays back, Tony Amires was the sole guest on the Mark Howard broadcast, and for good reason. But first, let me just say this. Well, with all this coronavirus and stuff going on, some statistics are looking more optimistic. There are curves, they're flattening out all across the country and the world, and that's a good thing. This is the first time I think the world had anything like this in modern times, not talking about the Spanish flu epidemic. And I hope all of you really are doing well. I pray, and I mean that for real, that you're doing well under these extraordinary circumstances. And that if anything, those of you who are believers, rededicated yourself, and perhaps some more came and said, well, this is the time maybe to find out about the Lord God, because we are going through extraordinary times. And not on this week, but on next week's show of The Answer and the Solution, I have some extraordinary so-called coincidences about the current situation of America and the world. And I was quite shocked to find some of the things that I found about the current situation in America. And like I said, we traced a lot of it back to removal of prayer in schools about, 1963? Goodness, almost 50 years ago. Yeah, almost 50 years ago. And it's been downhill ever since. And that's not an overstatement. Some of the things that I found were just unbelievably fascinating since we did that. But that's for next week's show. We're going to talk about the answer and the solution. The answer to the decline of America and the world, the insensitivity, these strange diseases and all kinds of things that's going on, and the solution, which is not as difficult as we tend to think, but it is there. And if we don't pick the solution, I think we are in for a rocky, I don't know how many decades, years, or days. But I digress. I am so happy and pleased to announce once again, thank God for this opportunity, that Tony Amires once again has I asked him back, and he accepted my invitation to come to the Mark Howard broadcast again, spent a full hour. And this time we're going to have questions. If you want to call in for questions for Tony Amires concerning healing, a little background. Tony Amires is a gentleman who was an atheist, who was living his life according to his own words, and this is a Christianese term in the cardinal sense. Basically, it's living independent of anything, God, you know, beliefs and all that. It's just, he was living like most of us do live before we are saved. He was living his own life, doing his own thing, going his own way. And just, you know, no care, nothing in the world, doing whatever you want to do. And then he... several illnesses came upon him, in which one was Lou Gehrig's disease, which is that's a horrible news to get. I mean, all diseases are bad, but now let's face it, ALS has been known. It's named after the great Yankee baseball player Lou Gehrig and others. But he got a diagnosis of Lou Gehrig's disease, and of course, that was devastating for him and devastating for his family and the like. But what's miraculous is that Tony Amires at that time was an atheist, did not believe in God, did not believe in none of the so-called religious, quote, and unquote, stuff. But Tony Amires, an atheist, was miraculously healed by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And on that first interview, he went through all of what happened and, you know, how he got over. And Like I said, I've been a believer, a firm believer in the Lord since 1995. I've talked to many theologians, many pastors, and attended so many Bible studies. I think I'm a Bible myself. I've read the Word itself more than once from Genesis to Revelation. And talking to this man, it is no way in the world that he could have learned the biblical knowledge that he does without external help, and the external help was the Holy Spirit. And this is the fascinating part. He was healed of Lou Gehrig's disease by God. And this is a man who didn't believe, didn't go to church and all that kind of stuff, but just God miraculously healed him. Consequently, being a new Christian, relatively, he decided to share his experience, and he wrote several books, of which I have them all. And they are amazing books for a person that did not attend seminary, does not have a doctorate in a theology and the like, but is just a regular old person. That, I think, is so much encouraging. Because I myself was dealing with this, what they say, as men get older, we get this cervical disc degeneration, and my doctor put me on opioids, and he told me I have to take 2 a day for 6 hours. And I said, if I do that for a week with my personality, I will be addicted. No joke. And I prayed that God said, Father, I don't want to do this. You know me. You know me better. And one night I was looking for books on healing. I was on my Kindle, and I came across his name. I think it was Unlocking the Mystery of Healing. And that was one of them that I came across. The other one was The Lord Healed Me, an Atheist. That one really, it just caught my eye. And I said, wait a minute. So I ordered the books. I started reading them. And immediately, I saw results also by my thinking and by what I had put so much faith in what my doctor had said. He's a good doctor, and and I don't say anything against doctors. Remember, Luke was a doctor with the Lord also, except that the Lord never asked him to write a prescription, or he never asked him to do anything other than record what he did. Anyhow, that's another story altogether. So I said, I have to get him. And I wrote this gentleman at about 3 or 4 in the morning. I did not expect him to email me back. I think he was busy. He's got other interviews. He's all over the place. And I just wrote it out of hope. And the next day, Tony Myers had wrote me back, emailed me and said, I told him about my show. I said, yes, he would be on it. He came. And the first time was a revelation, and I expect this time to be a revelation again. His story is nothing short of miraculous. It's nothing short of showing the wisdom, the mercy, the power, and the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's just, it's an incredible story. And now, once again, Tony Myers has decided, has accepted my invitation. Now, first, let me say this. The call-in number to reach the Talk Zone Radio Network is 888- 463-6748. I'll say it again because I get excited and I talk real fast. 888-463-6748. And if there's any questions that you might have, I had a bunch initially and still have a bunch more. Why are some people healed and some people not healed? Well, I'll tell you. Get your questions that you had for years or for the moment, no matter what illness, what type of illness. I was praying last night, actually this morning. I prayed from 3 to 5 in the morning, and I was praying, and it was just flooding my head because of things that the Lord has done. And I was talking, I said, you know what? This is nothing, this cervical disc degeneration. You raised Lazarus from the dead. You raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. And all of his people said, don't bother the master anymore. Your daughter is dead. Jesus said, don't be afraid, just believe. And it was encouraging to go over the word of all these so-called terminal illness. Nothing is more terminal than death, by the way. And he fixed it. He fixed it. It was like him telling me, encouraging me, I'm trying to teach you something. Now, don't get me wrong. I do not in any shape, form, or fashion believe that God puts illnesses and sicknesses on his children, no more than I would put an illness or a sickness on my son. And God is so much more than I am. He says to me, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would your heavenly Father give good gifts to you? Sickness and illness is not a gift. Believe me, it is a curse. So the fact is that this thing came by age. And now, without further ado, let me see if Tony Myers is on the line. And if he is, we can start the show. I just want to give background on this fine gentleman, this brother in Christ, who I'm now proud to say is my brother and is becoming a fast friend. Tony?
Yes.
Well, Tony Myers, folks, this Tony Myers is on the line. And I am so grateful to God and to you also, Tony, for sharing your stories. So many of us have gotten testimonies that we sit on. And I must say, I was guilty of that many years ago, too. No more. We were in crucial, critical times. And I do thank you for sharing your testimony. It's really, and like I said, we've given out the number, and I know you've given it out also. So if you guys want to call in, we have our engineer here who's making sure everything runs smoothly and correctly. And of course, it's still technology. But Tony, I just wanted to, I guess I want to start off with this one question first. How have you been?
Absolutely wonderful.
Now that's an answer. Tony, I must tell you that. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was interrupting you. I do apologize. Continue, please.
Well, I just wanted to make a quick little statement, and that is, if anyone out there gets bent up and gets crosswired on theology and what people are saying, we're born again.
Amen.
Which is a new birth, which means God, the creator of the universe, is now our Father. So, if you start getting confused, the answer is simple. You, as an earthly father, who do wicked things.
Yes.
Is good to your child, how much more the heavenly Father is. So the answer to straighten out theology is you look at the Heavenly Father as your Father, and how would a frail human father treat their son? And that will straighten up your theology quickly.
And I must...
Okay, go
I
ahead, must, Mark. I'm sorry.
Please, Tony, that was excellent. And I must give a testimony to that. The other night, about two nights ago, I was reading the word and praying, and that what Tony Myers just said came to life in my life as a revelation. Now, I've been a believer since 1995, but this never, what he just said never really sunk into my heart until I was reading the word, and then I read John, I don't have it in front, but anyway, I can tell you what it was. I read it about 100 times that night. He said, and he had given us the power. It's in John. Matter of fact, yeah, John, the gospel, I think as we can go through verses 1-9. It said, he's given us the power to become sons and daughters of the living God. I read it in the Amplified, and it said, not by a physical desire, not by, lust, and not even by a want, but by, in other words, Tony, interrupt me if I got this wrong. What I understand it to say is that Jesus, the same way, in a sense, the same way that the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, the Holy Spirit came upon Mary and Jesus Christ was born, the same sense that the Holy Spirit came upon us at before we was in our mother's womb, so that we are now really sons and daughters of the living God. This is not theology. This is a fact. I didn't understand it until I got a revelation of saying, wait a minute, you're my Father, Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth and all. Yes, it is really clear. Tony got absolutely right. And it gave me a whole new perspective on, oh, this is nothing. I'll go to my daddy. And I've changed the way I talk to him. I changed the way I pray. At first I said, I don't know how to pray to you. You're God, and I'm your Father. And, you know, sometimes how our children are, they're a little afraid to approach us. I remember my son was a little afraid to approach me. When I was growing up, I was terrified to approach my father because he was a strict disciplinarian. But be that as it may, Tony, let me ask you, how did you come upon this revelation of you, Tony Myers, being a son, a real son, a spiritual son of the living God?
Knock and the door opens. Seek ye shall find. And after my healing, I started seeking, I started knocking. And before I even knew who the Holy Spirit was, and this is what we have to remember, Jesus was the firstborn of many.
Yes.
Now, we're the many. Now, he is one spirit with us. So, he was dropping this stuff in me, one, because I was seeking the answers. And it, as I was studying scriptures for the first time, it was boom, 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 boom. But this was without me having any indoctrination into religion, so I knew no better. And I praise the Lord for that, because Tony, when he sticks to something, if I would have been introduced to religion first, I would still be stuck there. Holy Spirit, knowing all things, he grabbed me up right away before I even knew who he was.
Wow. And you know what I got to say? And by the way, I have not forgot. We will most likely take calls after the first break. I just want to, set give Tony Mars a chance to educate us spiritually to what he is saying. And that last statement, it changed me when, as it changed you to know that God is our Father. Our Father. And so when I started reading familiar scriptures, it had a whole different light on me. For instance, Tony, when I read the Lord's Prayer for a change, I said, Our Father. Then it said, bing! That's what Jesus said. He is your Father, my Father. So you call him our Father. Not our, he is God, but not our Lord, our Father. That is, and then Romans says, we have an unction from the Holy Spirit to say, Abba, Father, which is an affectionate term for daddy. So it really started, I'm saying, whoa, this is way beyond that. I never understood this from, let's say, the church point of view. I'm not saying the church, I'm like Tony is saying, I didn't understand this. I understood in a theological sense. Well, he's my father. But I didn't understand from a heart sense. This is my daddy. This is my father. Of course he wouldn't want me to be sick or ill, poverty stricken, whatever. And I don't care how religion says it. It doesn't make any sense spiritually. Because he says, if you being evil, that one person, look at yourself. If you know how to give good things, if your son asks for a piece of bread, would you give him an eel? If he asked for a piece of bread, would you give him a stone? If he asked for a piece of fish, would you give him an eel? If you being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would your Heavenly Father give good gifts to you who ask? It clarified it. Of course, God's going to give me what I need, particularly if it's something that he knows is not in me. And I prayed a strange prayer to me. I said, Holy Spirit, there's something in this body that's not working right. You made this body. You made everything in it. God, you made all everything, and you're my Father. Fix it. And it's like saying to my son would say to me when he's young, Dad, I got a headache. And I would go get him an aspirin or something. And, I wouldn't say, well, this is going to teach you, son. No. Would that be about right, Tony, and at least in my new thinking? You've been in this a while. Would that be right in my thinking?
Yes, that would be absolutely correct in your thinking. That's absolutely the way it is. And that's just like in 1 John. There's a scripture that states that if ye say, ye abide in me, and I abide in you, then you shall ought to walk exactly as Jesus did. Now, we want to dilute that down to meaning, okay, this only pertains, we better not sin. No. Says just as Jesus walked. How did Jesus walk? He walked in divine health. He walked in healing. He walked in building people up. He walked in all of these things, including his righteousness.
Amen.
So therefore, walking in him and walking just as he walked includes walking in his righteousness, but also in healing, also in health, also in lacking nothing.
Amen. And I was reading and listening last night. I've been taking these notes. And I know the scripture, I'm sure, where it says, Jesus says, I became poor so that you might become rich. And the Holy Spirit is saying, this is not poor the way you think. the way you think from an earthly standpoint. No, it is not. He said, now, Jesus was never what you would call poor, and that he was poor. He said, but he always had whatever he needed at the time he needed, and he did it for others. When Peter needed money for the temple tax, Jesus knew exactly where the money was and how Peter to get it. He said, look, go fish. Peter probably said, what do you mean go fish? Well, you're a fisherman. Go fish for the money. That doesn't make any sense to me. But he said, well, God said, I'll go do it. And he had the money for the temple tax. When God needed the donkey, he said to his disciple, look, go to this place and get the donkey that I need. See, he wasn't poor. He had access to anything that he needed by the Father. And if I'm not mistaken this, Tony, we have access by our Father for anything that we need. And we always say, well, if it's the will of God. No, wait. Back up. The people wanted a king. It was not my will for them to have a king. But what did I do? I gave them exactly what they wanted. And then they had to learn. Trust me. Don't trust yourself. Trust me. So I'm thinking here, no, he's not poor in the sense that you're thinking he's poor. Whatever, when he needed to feed 5,000, he didn't say, well, let's go down to Kroger. Oh, we better know. We're going to have to go to Walmart to get it. No. He called on his Father, blessed what he had, and fed 5,000 people plus women and children. So I'm just saying, now all this I've learned, by the way, giving all credit here to the Lord thy God and Tony Myers. It was his books that opened up my mind to the amazing, awesome privilege we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, in this day and time, church and Christianity has to get out the way of God. Because it has done, it's doing the same thing it did in the times of the Pharisees. Oh, you have to do this, you have to do that, and you have to do this. But we're going to take a break and come back with more of Tony Myers. And if you want to start making your calls, feel free to call. And Tony Myers is here to answer any and all of your questions. And remember, you're having an answer from a person who has experienced this. This is not theology. This is not a guess. This is from the Lord thy God through the Holy Spirit directly to a man that was an atheist and was healed of Lou Gehrig's. More on the Mark Howard broadcast on the Talk Zone Radio Network. I'm excited. After these messages. Thanks so much.
You're listening to the Mark Howard broadcast on TalkZone.com.
Yes. You're listening to the Mark Howard broadcast with our special, special guest, Tony Myers. And today we have an extra treat. You can call in to talk to Tony Myers directly, ask him your questions, and let him give you some insight on healing and the Lord and the Holy Spirit. The number to call is 888-463-6748. Once again, 888-463-6748. Tony has another book out. Actually, it's a sequel to Unlocking the Mystery of Healing. Very good book. Helped me much. I was reading, Tony, I read the first chapter, finished it this morning, actually. And it's almost hard to describe because the information is so new and different and real. It's hard to say, where does he get this from? And it's very clear that he's getting it from the Holy Spirit, of where, like you said, the first Adam, he failed. He failed miserably. The second Adam, Jesus Christ, didn't fail at all. And it says, if through one man sin entered the world, then through Jesus, righteousness. And with righteousness, when we say saved, we think, well, you're saved from your sins. Tony, can you please tell us, this audience, what it means to be saved?
Saved means everything, actually. Healed.
Saved, yes.
Delivered. Set free. Made whole. We have everything now. Eternity starts the moment we believe in the finished work of Christ. And pardon me, but I do use the word churchy a lot. As churchiness would go, we would say that when Jesus entered our hearts, when we accept Christ's sacrifice, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that's when eternity and salvation both have a beginning for us.
Okay, Tony, also, we have a caller, Diana, who was calling into the Mark Howard broadcast here on the Talk Zone Radio Network. Hello, Diana.
Hi.
Oh, so thank you so much for calling the Mark Howard broadcast. We really, really do appreciate it. Tony, can you hear Diana?
Oh, yes, I can.
Diana, feel free. God bless you. Ask the question you'd like to ask.
Okay. So my question is that you've been doing a lot of talking about healing, but where does deliverance fall into this? I know some churches don't even believe in it. What's your standpoint? And have you seen anybody delivered?
Woo-wee. That's a hard question. Deliverance. Okay, so let me just clarify one thing. Deliverance is freedom. That's what deliverance is freedom. And I will get more into that in a second. But, yes, I have seen many people delivered. Thank you, Jesus. And we tend to separate deliverance from healing. It's all the same package. My views on deliverance are quite different than even from my brothers and sisters in the healing and deliverance ministries. I don't look at them as being separate. I look at them all being the same thing. And I don't want to get in so much how I do deliverance compared to others, because that's not the issue. The thing is, deliverance is being set free. That's what deliverance is. And anytime someone is set free, then they are free indeed. Thank you, Jesus. See, Jesus never went. We want to put things in categories and label things and have these nice, pretty packages. Jesus didn't say, "Hey, John, you go do deliverance. Hey, Peter, you got healing. Hey, James, you got the prophetic word now, James." He didn't do that. Each apostle, each disciple operated in all the gifts. It is a one package deal because we have the Holy Spirit. Did I answer your question, Diana, if you're still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still on the phone. And yeah, you did, kind of, but I'm also thinking of a lot of people call mental illness demons. You know, like there's a lot of people out there who are depressed and have quote-unquote bipolar psychoses of some sort, and they call them demons. What's your thought? Is that a demon?
Okay, in the specification, in the way, once again, I ain't your normal person. I don't classify things the way most others do. A demon is simply a carrier of a lie. So, yes, anything that is a lie can be classified as demonic because it is. If it's not light, if it's not from Jesus, if it's not from the Father, then it is darkness and it is a lie. And so a demon is nothing more than a lie that enters in through our physical senses. We have the choice to accept or reject. And, yes, I have seen quite a few mental illnesses healed. Thank you, Jesus. And it is really breaking a lie.
Wow. Diana, if this, do you want to follow up, or does that answer your question, ma'am?
I just have one last thing. And I'm just, let me just kind of regurgitate what you said. So is it then the fact that we're believing a lie that causes a demonized life to appear? Or, I mean, I don't get it. Are you saying that we can just be free from the demonic if we just change our thought?
Diana, I'm sorry. I would like to interject my personal experience with this long before Tony. And I don't mind being honest with, you know, the Mark Howard audience, because I think God wants me to be honest and true. For years, I was an alcoholic. And I had made 50 billion excuses to why I was an alcoholic. Oh, my brothers died, because my whole family did die. My brothers died. They all had sickle cell anemia disease, and they passed away. So I used that for a crutch. Then I used other things for a crutch. Oh, I'm lonely. I'm depressed. I can't get married because I have sickle cell and all this kind of stuff. And I went to a pastor who many, many years ago, and I said, I believe I have a demon on me of alcoholism. And he said, No, you don't. You are reinforcing your habit by believing in it and giving the enemy the authority to do it. I'll never forget that. Because then when I start, I said, wait a minute. You're saying that I'm causing me to be an alcoholic? He said, yes, you are. God never put it on you. Jesus never put it on you. And the Holy Spirit won't allow it unless you allow it. So, Diana, I started, believe it or not, this is the most amazing thing. I didn't know scriptures well at all. I was pretty much new Christian. I would go to church and sneak out and get a drink. I would go to Bible study, sneak out and get a drink. It was terrible. And then all of a sudden, I did nothing to cause this. I would go into a store and I would hear a voice say, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Then I went to the Alcohol Anonymous meeting because I was really serious. I got up on the platform, and you probably don't know, you have to say my name is such and such a person, and I'm an alcoholic. I went to do that. And I said, my name is, behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I was so embarrassed. I ran off the stage, and I ran on the back, and I started crying. I said, what's going on? I didn't understand this. And that pastor told me, I'll never forget, Pastor Nevada in Brooklyn, New York, he said, that's the Holy Spirit telling me that you are not what you were. And every time I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If God be for me, who can be against me? The Lord is my shepherd. That I did that for almost like 6 months. After 6 months, it stopped. No more urges, no more desires, nothing. It was me. Like Tony said, it was me feeding it. And church, you got a demon? No, you don't. You had you reinforcing your desires, and by saying it was a demon, that gave you an out. I hope that answers it. Tony, would that be about right?
You got it, brother. Good answer.
It's the Holy Spirit's a teller. I wasn't, but I feel that you're asking in earnest, Diana. And I think
that's a really good answer. I appreciate you sharing your personal testimony, Mark.
Well, you know what? I got to appreciate the Holy Spirit telling me to tell you the truth, because be quite frank, I wasn't going to do that, because it's a personal part of my life that was very black, very dark, and it lasted for a long time. But God said, now that you're ready to stop saying what you are as opposed to what I say you are, I can free you. We bring so much on ourselves. I'm not saying there's things that happen to us. I'm not saying that there's evil or demons or whatever, but God says, resist the devil, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. It's really that simple. So if it's not of God, resist it. If you're married and you're getting this thought shot into your head, oh, that's a beautiful woman over there. Why don't you make a pass at her? Now, you know God ain't going to tell you to do that. You know Jesus ain't the Holy Spirit. So where are you getting that from? From your own flesh, and you're going to say the devil. Your flesh is saying, make a pass at that woman, even though you – and then a gentleman – and I'll just leave it like this. A gentleman – at another radio station that I was in, he had a wonderful marriage. One time, he gave into his flesh. Only one time, Diana. His wife was pregnant. A couple of months later, they went to the doctor, and the doctor said, I don't understand this. He said, what? I don't understand this. And they said, well, what's wrong? Your wife has HIV/AIDS. The one time he did this, he gave his wife AIDS. He didn't get it, ironically, but he gave it to his wife. And not too many months later, about 6 months or a year, she passed away. And then he told us on my show, he broke it down as to how his wife, because he was a believer, got this. And it changed. He never was the same. He never was the same. And I can understand that. But it's just like Tony was saying, we give in to a lie. And as the Bible says, when that sin is matured, it brings death. He didn't say when the devil is matured. He said when sin is matured, it brings death. I hope that answered you, Diana. Not to get a little worried, but I do hope that answered your question, ma'am.
That was a great answer, and I know your testimony is going to bless a lot of people that hear this, you know, today or and even into the future. So thank you so much, both of you. I appreciate it. I got to go get me some of Tony's books.
Yes, yes. Tony, can you tell Diana where she can get your books at and the whole thing? Because your books are really a godsend. Please tell her where she can get your books.
You can go to TonyBelieves.com, and all the books are right there. All the links are right there, which Diana has provided in there. And I ain't spilling the beans, but TonyBelieves.com.
Diana, God bless you.
Or you can look up Tony Myers on Amazon, and my books will pop up too.
Appreciate it, you two. Have a good
day. Thank you, Diana. God bless and be safe. Tony, yes. Now, you heard his website, which I would say, please take out of your busy day, your busy life. Visit TonyBelieves.com. There's a wealth of blessing. Now, I know the term has been used a lot, but I'm telling you straight up, this is a man who can say from his heart, I had Lou Gehrig's and God healed me. I mean, You can't get any more real than this. And it's not saying, well, I had to attend the church. I fasted for 100 days. Even though he has information on fasting, he didn't say, well, I fasted for 100 days. Then I prayed 50 million prayers. And then I begged God. I cried God. I pleaded. No. God did it all. All God wants us to do is believe.
Exactly correct. That's it in a nutshell for us to believe. And let me add, to the whole discussion, that, you know, I would have been totally classified as having a million demons. I was an alcoholic, drug addict, before the paralyzation, of course, severe PTSD. I had been classified by the military as a schizoid. You know, I am speaking from experience. What set me free? The truth. That's what set me free.
Right there, folks, what Tony Myers has just revealed to us about his own life shows you the power and love of God. As Tony was saying, I was an alcoholic and I was this. I was thinking, that's my brother. I mean, really, this guy and my life were paralleled. It really, really, I was very functioning, and I'm listening to him, except that I didn't, because I was in a church, they kept telling me, well, you know, we got to pray this off you. We got to loose you from this. And I kept going through that. I wasn't going through, well, you know what? I'm not an alcoholic. Like God said, I kept going by the church reinforcing it. I know they didn't intend to, but they did. It was because of the fact they constantly kept telling me, well, we got to pray this demon off you. You got to fast. You got to do this. That it became more. And I'm going to say it again. The telephone number to call in again is 888-463-6748. My guest, my special great guest is Tony Myers. And we'll have more of Tony Myers and your calls after the break on the Talk Zone Radio Network. Mark Howard, thank you so much.
Now, back to the Mark Howard broadcast on TalkZone.com.
Yes, and we're back on the Mark Howard broadcast, TalkZone Radio Network, with our special guest, Tony Myers. Tony Myers is a survivor of Lou Gehrig disease only by God. Nothing else to add to it. He had this disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, was an atheist, and I cannot get over that. And he was miraculously delivered by God. And it's so much for those of you who may have chronic illnesses or whatever, and even habits or conditions. And unfortunately, the church says, well, God uses sickness to show you something, or he will do this, all this stuff that a good father, and there's no greater father than our Father, God. Call in at 888-463-6748 and talk, ask your questions of Tony Myers, and also go to his website, TonyMyersBelieves.com and take a look at what he has to offer and share through his books and through his testimony. Tony, what do you say to people who are in a church that said healing is past?
What do I say?
Yes, when a person
I respond to those people in this. Most of those people have been healed from something. Well, the majority. How many of us have had symptoms of something for a long extended period of time, and then all of a sudden it went away?
Amen.
I know nearly every single person has had an experience where the doctor is fixing to have tests done and all this other stuff, and then all of a sudden the symptoms disappear. The problem is we rationalize those things away. We don't chalk them up as a miracle, but it was. And so, you know, did God do away with physical, what we know as physical healing of the body? No. So he hasn't done away with the miraculous.
Amen. You know, you hear so much today, and your answer was like, it encapsulated everything. You hear, and I'm just still reading this stuff. You hear and read so much today in the body, particularly with all this coronavirus stuff going on, of things that are attributed to God, that now that I know he's my father, he wouldn't do this. I'm just saying, right. He wouldn't do certain things. Look, I don't know anywhere near, because even though I've been a believer since 1995, I am humble enough to say I don't know anywhere as much as Tony Myers does. And I thank God that I came across him through what I was dealing with. But the fact of the matter is, when I listen to these churches and listen to the, and I'm not trying to knock the church, I'm simply saying I read the word with a different mindset, the mind of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit says, well, you know what? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever he did then, he's going to do now, and he's going to do it forever. What don't you understand about this? That it's so simple. It's like when you read your books, it's not like, well, you have to say the catechism. And you have to say, if you're Catholic, 50 million Hail Marys. Or you say, well, the problem is believe. It's really, that's it. You say believe. How did you come to the understanding, Tony, to believe without works, without flesh? How did you get there?
The Holy Spirit took me through it without my knowing it. That's just as straight up and direct answer as I can give. And especially now, after my healing, I'm scratching my head. How in the world was I healed? And so here I am studying scriptures for the first time. And I'm saying, I want to know how in the world I was healed.
Exactly.
And then bit by bit, the Holy Spirit showed me. And that's really what's been unlocking. It went from all those life-threatening diseases to now I was wearing bifocals. And, I mean, without my glasses, I couldn't see. Well, I made the decision. The Lord wants me healed and walking around without glasses. And he led me through that. And there were other things, which I all tell in the book, well, in all my books. And he showed me bit by bit by bit. And so now that's how I can walk through people to change their perception and show people how truly attainable healing is right now for every single person with just a few tweaks in our perception.
Wow. You know,
and let me state this. Let me state a couple of things here. Everybody knows the verse, resist the devil, he shall flee. Show me a verse that says the devil, the adversary, the liar, can resist you. It's not there. The resistance, we create the resistance because we think something can.
That's an excellent point. Excellent point. And wow. My wife is listening to this show, and she also said, and remember, God is no respecter of persons. So, Tony, I know some people may think, well, Tony is special. God did this only for Tony. Thank you. Well, he could do this for anyone who believes like you.
Absolutely.
So it's not like sometimes you hear in a church, and I hate to keep bringing it back to the church, but that's what I know. You have to go to this pastor because he's a healing ministry. You have to see this person because they're a prophetic ministry. You have to go to that. I mean, you're saying that we all have these gifts, but we're looking at everyone else except for ourselves, since the Holy Spirit is us. And we could do what you do because God is no respecter of persons, only if we believe.
Exactly.
And your books.
Exactly right. He gave us the full package himself.
That's what I was going to say. Your books elaborate on this. That's what I'm saying, folks. You got to get his books. And if you got a Kindle, you can read them on Kindle. They're not very expensive, by the way, but you can read them on Kindle. But the thing is, the wealth of information is priceless. They're not expensive, but the information is priceless, particularly if you've been steeped, as I was, in the traditions of church and traditions of believing. I'm not saying all churches, but most, because all you have to do is read their, you know, the things that they send you, and it all sounds the same. Some of you got one dead, you know, and then this is normal, and some parents whose children have something, well, God took them home. I say, where did you get this from? God is not that, you know this, Tony. In Scripture, I like the way you say, where is this written? Where is it written that God said to anybody in the New Testament, particularly, well, I think this is time for you to go home, or I can't heal this. Is there anywhere in Scripture where Jesus said that, Tony Myers?
No, there isn't.
So why do we say?
In fact, in the Old Testament, when we attribute things that as if God said it, God did not say it. He gives and takes away, something people quote all the time.
Yes.
Okay? And God did not say that. Job did.
Job said that. Absolutely. That is absolutely correct.
And then you have this favorite verse where people, well, God cannot look upon iniquity. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now that comes from Habakkuk, which I can't pronounce it correctly, but it was Habakkuk that stated that, not God. Yet everybody walks around and says, you know, God can't look on iniquity, so if you ain't healed, it's because you got sin. No, it ain't. If that was the case, guess what? He would have abandoned the human race and just wiped this all out, which he did not do. He wouldn't have even been able to speak to Adam and Eve after the original sin, but he clothed them. So you cannot sit there and tell me, well, you know, God can't look upon anyone with iniquity in their life. Well, thank God he can.
Amen. Because that is coming, when you're saying that it's coming, that's been quoted to me, like you said, 100 times. If you have iniquity in your heart, God will not regard to prayers. I heard that so many times. So what are you doing? You're focusing on every sin, every iniquity, trying to purge yourself, trying to confess everything. And by the time you get to God, God says, what happened? You got so tied up, like you're saying, in your sin, your iniquity, your flesh, you forgot that God said, what God did say, is anything too hard for me? We forget that. Boy, this is amazing.
Exactly.
Tony.
In fact, I would say this much too. And I say this in the book. You know, when I was healed, I had totally impure thoughts. I was still thinking as an atheist. Yet I was healed.
Oh, goodness.
Now, that ain't powerful. So every person right now that's listening to this or ever will listen to it, do not let that stop you. You can be healed. Absolutely. Only believe that you are healed and you are. Jesus made it so attainable for each and every one of us.
You know, I got to say, as we wind down the program, do not take this as Tony Myers just talking to you. Take this as our Father trying to tell you, those of you who have been frustrated with sickness, illness, and all this other stuff, anything, take this as an opportunity that God is trying to instruct you. God is trying to help you. And on our next broadcast next week, I got some things that he has given me, particularly about the answer and solution. But this is not just Tony Myers saying this. He's demonstrated, and he's got a heart now to share. Do not take this lightly and pass it off, because I know today is so easy. There's so many churches and pastors and people saying, I had to turn it off. I really didn't. I focused on Tony Myers' book, The Bible, The Holy Spirit, for the longest time now, almost for a couple of months, and it's been refreshing. Tony, I cannot thank you enough again, and I cannot thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for touching you, healing you, and allowing you, putting it in your heart to share what happened to you. Because I think just by listening to this, many will be healed. Now, your website again is?
TonyBelieves.com.
Are you on Facebook?
I'm all over the place on Facebook. You can look. Let me think. The easiest way to look me up would be Tony Myers Healing on YouTube, and I've got a whole bunch of links on that.
Excellent. I don't want to have our music and everything step on Tony Myers, but I will say this. In future, we're making arrangements to have video so that you can see Tony Myers, that he's a real living person that's actually been healed. This is not today in our artificial intelligence. This is a real person who's been healed by the Lord thy God. And we're going to make arrangements to have him on video and everything like that. But in the meanwhile, get his books, get on his site, and just learn. Do not be frustrated. Consider this day God spoke to you as he spoke to me in his books. Look, he's no respecter of us. He just loves us more than we can ever imagine. Again, Tony, go ahead.
And my testimony's on the 700 Club as well.
If
you
yes.
Look, I think it's April the 13th of 2019 and July the 4th, 2019.
I've always admired and respected Pat Robinson and was reading his books from way back when, one of the few that got it to me, got it kind of like straight. So you can hear his testimony on. And I believe, if I prophesy, that you're going to be hearing a lot more from Tony Myers. And I think a lot more types like Tony Myers, who God's going to say, it's time to cut through the clutter. My people are in pain. My people are hurting. I think we will have many more Tony Myers preaching the truth in a way like Tony Myers does. It's simple, down to earth. You got to read his books, particularly with the coffee breaks. Anyhow, folks, we're out of time. Once again, Tony Myers, thank you so much. God bless you, sir. And may you continue to grow in wisdom and grace. Thank you, Father, for Tony Myers and all that we've done. Okay, that's it for the Mark Howard broadcast on the Talk Zone Radio Network. Join us next week when we come to the answer and solution. Some amazing coincidences of what happened since we took prayer out of school. And this is way beyond coincidence. It's like almost you can see it. Enjoy. God bless. Be safe. Wash your hands and pray to God. Thank you. Enjoy. God bless.